Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder and also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the good old or bad old trauma bond. If you don't know what a trauma bond is, it's pretty much like, from description, like Stockholm syndrome. Well, you know, Stockholm syndrome is the where you become bonded to your abuser. You become, you know, you fall in love with the person who kidnapped you and things like that. You start to sympathize for the person who abuses you or kidnapped you or whatnot. Put you through that trauma. You're literally bonded through trauma. And a narcissist has, you know, a lot of tactics to keep that intact. You know what I mean? The highs and lows of a narcissistic or toxic relationship, whatever, draw you in and make you addicted, because the highs are so good that you kind of put the lows like to the side. You kind of kick the lows away from everything, but not realizing that the highs are never the same. The high, like the peaks of a narcissistic relationship, go down. The peaks go down. Because at the beginning, you know, narcissists is love bombing the silliness out of you, giving you everything you want and need. Because a lot of times, guess what? You are literally telling the narcissist what you want and need. You are literally giving the narcissist the blueprint to become whoever you want to be. The question the narcissist asks people at the beginning of a relationship is, tell me who you want me to be. Tell me who you need me to be to make you fall in love with me. And a lot of people, oversharers, people who overshare at the beginning of a relationship or just overshare in general, tend to get manipulated by narcissists a lot, because, like I said, you literally pretty much give the architectural design, the blueprint to your building, to you, to your mind, to your heart, to your soul. You know what I mean? So narcissists take that blueprint. Like, narcissists are like architects. Architects are the construction workers of, you know, the trauma bond, because they take that blueprint and they design themselves into the person you want, need, and can't imagine life without. Because you never experienced love like this. You never had somebody cater to your every need and want. You never had this before. This experience is exhilarating. This experience is mind-blowing. This experience is absolutely crazy. So a lot of times people get caught up in these relationships, and then you don't know, you know, it's hard to leave them. And the trauma bond is something that people don't understand, especially when you're trying to tell people about your relationship. Like, I don't know why I keep going back. I don't know why I keep going back. Everything I do, everything I see when I try to leave reminds me of this person. So I just stay. You know what? And that's what the narcissist does, because narcissists are all about patterns. Like me, for instance, I use the same like soap or body wash. I use the same cologne, the same lotion. I listen to the same songs on repeat. I watch the same movies on repeat. So that gets into your mind, that gets into your like brain or whatever. So if you're going out, and you know, my favorite artist is Usher, so I'm always blasting Usher. So if you go to church, they're like, "Can the Usher stand up?" And you're like, "Oh, it might trigger you to remind you of me." And that pain is so great that you break no contact. You contact me because now I'm on your mind again. Narcissists do the trauma. It's like consciously unconscious to get you addicted. Like, we're doing this stuff on purpose, but we don't know why we're doing this stuff. You know what I mean? And sometimes they'll trap you with a baby and houses and cars and stuff like that, trap you so you can't leave them and things of that nature. But, you know what I mean? And I know people are like, you know, the trauma bond is like so hard to break or whatever. But I believe, this is what I truly believe, that if you can, like, because a lot of people want to leave, but they can't break the trauma bond. I feel like if you can acknowledge that the trauma bond exists, you can break it. That's just how I feel. I feel like if you can open your mouth and say, "I'm trauma bonded," then you can break the trauma bond. You can. You just can. It's the people who don't know what the trauma bond is that cry and beat themselves up because they don't know why they keep going back. Those are the people they're going to have a little bit more trouble breaking it than people who know what a narcissist is and acknowledge it. Because a lot of times you see people, when I talk to people on one-on-ones, they know that they are trauma bonded and they willingly go back. It's like, I don't know how to break it. So I'm just, the pain of leaving is too great. I know I'm trauma bonded. I know it sounds stupid, but I just would rather stay because leaving is so hard, but staying is hard. But like staying is a little bit easier because at least I know what I'm going to get. I was like, whoa. I mean, I understood it. You know what I mean? I understood where that person was coming from. But the crazy thing about it, there was a man. There wasn't a woman who said that. So now you're like, women are crazy. There was a man that said that. And I was just like, hey, I get it. You know what I mean? He's like, I know I'm in this situation. I know what it is. I just can't, like, it just hurts to see, it hurts more to be without her than it does to be with her. And I was like, he's like, I know that's the trauma bond. I'm trying to break it. But right now, the pain is less. So
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Try to just stay in the pain because at least I know what to expect. I know to expect the craziness. I know what to expect, the highs and lows. I was like, whoa, yikes. You know what I mean? But to each their own. I don't judge and things like that. But he knows that his people were going to judge him. So that's why he don't tell people about it, because, you know, and the same situation arises for a lot of people. They don't tell your friends and family about it because the friends and family get tired of hearing about it. Are you going back to him? Are you going back to her? I thought, didn't he cheat on you with your best friend? Yeah, but I got rid of the best friend, so things should be fine now. And people are like, yikes. And people don't want to talk to you no more. So now, the isolation from a narcissist kicks in because now you're by yourself. Now nobody else wants to hear your stories about this person. So who else can you complain to about this person now? Nobody except the narcissist. And you know the narcissist doesn't want to hear it. So now you internalize this damage. You internalize all this stress, this struggle, this strife, and things like that. And you can't get rid of it. It doesn't go anywhere. And now you're in pain. And now you're suffering. And now you, because like if you internalize the trauma, if you internalize all this stuff, you have no outlet, it starts to poison you. And you become, you know, you become weaker and weaker and weaker. And when you become weaker and weaker and weaker, weaker, weaker and weaker and weaker, the trauma bond becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. It makes it harder to leave. You know what I mean? And I know people are going like, how do you break the trauma bond? Like from the steps I saw online, you have to, first of all, step one is acknowledging it, knowing that it exists. You have to know that it exists. You also need to get around people who are going through similar circumstances so you can vent to people going through similar circumstances and make plans like the people who have went through similar circumstances and gotten and beaten the trauma bond and beaten it. You have to. You have to get around people who are going through the same thing because it's hard to do it by yourself. You know what I mean? You can talk to a therapist. You can talk to me. You can talk to, you know, a life coach or whatnot, another narcissistic abuse coach. You can talk to, you know, all these other people. But it's still up to you to do it. You know what I mean? Everybody can help you plan and stuff like that, but you have to put the plan into action. So getting around people who have put similar plans into action, who have lived through this experience and can help guide you through it, that helps as well. Whew. Another thing that can help you as well is like writing the stuff down, like literally writing everything down. Like you have to write it down. Write it down, get it out of your system. Because if you don't have anybody to talk to about it, at least write down your story. Write down your truth. Do a little bit more research on narcissistic personality disorder and, you know, toxic relationships in general. It'll help you focus on everything and know everything is real. And let you know that it is real. Your truth is real. Record conversations and stuff like that. Not for the, because some states you can't record and use it for legal purposes, but you can record and use it for yourself to understand that you might be getting lied to and manipulated, and your words might be getting twisted around, and you may the word salad from a narcissist. Write it down, record it, get it out of your system, get down, write down your truth to realize that you've been lied to and manipulated, and you're not crazy, because that helps too. Because some people, the trauma bond makes people think they're crazy because you've been in this relationship with a narcissist so long that some people actually think that they are crazy. You know what I mean? It's like, I thought I was crazy for years, you know. Write it down. Get it out of your system. Practice more self-love and self-care. Do stuff by yourself. Turn your phone off. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Go to the gym. Get it out of your system. Do something by yourself to show yourself some appreciation. Because a lot of times you've been in these narcissistic relationships, you've been giving so much love, care, and appreciation to that narcissist and not receiving anything in return. So you've emptied your cup. You're pouring into, you've been pouring from an empty cup. You need to refill your cup. You need to get out of there and refill your cup, because you just have to. You know what I mean? Because if you don't refill your cup, you're not going to have the strength or energy or wherewithal to want to leave this relationship or get away from this relationship. You know? And it's not just intimate relationship. It can be your best friend or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your parent. You mean sibling. It can be anybody. It doesn't just, this doesn't necessarily pertain to just, you know, intimate relationships. It can be, you know, it goes through all different forms of relationships and things like that. So choose, you know, get around people, write it down, do something for yourself. Do other stuff, because on the other end of the spectrum, the narcissist is trying to keep you from leaving. So they're going to be going harder and harder and harder. And I've done a video. I've done a video on this before. It says a narcissist knows when you're about to, when you're pulling it away, when they're losing you. So they'll start to love bomb you again. Anyway, and sometimes just when you're about to work up, you feel like you're about to work up the strength to leave. Here comes the person you fell in love with some flowers or something, your favorite flowers, your favorite candy. Hey, let's take a vacation. Hey, let's have another baby. Hey, let's do this right here. They love bomb you to keep you in that situation again and again and again and again and again. They don't want to let you go. So they're going to go harder right now in this situation. Now they go harder to keep you there. They go harder to stay, to keep you in this situation and to keep you in this relationship. So they will definitely 100% go harder because they feel like you're going to leave them. And then they'll love bomb you again. But this is how you should take that love bomb. This is how you should take the love bomb when you're on the way out the door. It's not a love bomb. It's a last-ditch effort to keep you there. Because guess what? If they're going to give you everything that you want and need and you've been asking for on the way out the door, if they're going to tell you everything that you want to hear, that you need to hear on your way out the door, that's manipulation, because they've been withholding it the entire time because they knew what you want and needed. They knew that you wanted to be cared for and loved and appreciated. They knew all of that stuff. And guess what? They still chose not to give it to you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Still chose the opposite. They still chose to withhold it from you, to punish you for whatever reason. That should be your closure right there, because they can give it to you when they want to, but they've been withholding it on purpose. You know, they can promise you the world, but why didn't they give you the world while you were there? You see, they knew that you wanted the world, but they put the world behind their back. Like, nope, I ain't gonna give it to you. Oh, you trying to leave? Hey, baby, here's the world. You know what I mean? And they'll cry, beg, and please show you those emotions and keep you there and keep you stuck for years and years and years. And then that trombone gets harder to leave because now you got 10 years involved when you could have just had 2. You got 8 more years, couple more kids, and you know, more financial ties and things like that. And now you're unhappier, and now you might be even be physically sick, because you're in these narcissistic relationships. They can make you physically sick as well. You get anxiety, hives, all kinds of reactions to a person. You know what I mean? Like I said, breaking the trauma bond. You can do it. You just have to do it, y'all. Because sometimes your kids are watching you trauma bonded. It starts to affect, like, these relationships start to affect your parenting skills, start to affect your job and your work and your life overall, your physical appearance, your weight, things like that. You don't feel good about yourself no more. Who else will ever want me other than the person I'm with? Because I look terrible now. Because you let yourself go because of stress, because of being unhappy. Choose happiness. Like, you know, I don't, and then, like I said, narcissists will make you feel guilty too. They'll use their, you know what I went through as a kid. You're going to abandon me just like my dad did. You're going to abandon me just like my mom did. You're going to leave me just like all my exes. All my exes walk out on me and abandon me. Why? Why are your exes walking on you? Ask that question. Like, why are your exes walking out on you and abandoning you? Why is everybody walking out on you? Why is everybody else crazy? Why is it not you? What, you seem to be the central focus. You seem to be the common denominator. You know what I mean? Ask yourself these questions. Why this person? What's the purpose of this relationship? Because I get a lot of people who get trauma bonded to people that, to other people's husbands and wives, other people's girlfriends and boyfriends. They get trauma bonded and be the side person. And like, they promise me they're going to leave his wife and kids for me. What's the purpose of, like, add this up together. They're going to leave their family. Have to pay, like, especially a man. Let's say a man leaves his family to be with you. Now he has to pay child support alimony. And what does he get? He gets me. Cool. He gets a person. He gets somebody he can never trust. Because if you cheat with a narcissist, they will never trust you because they know who you are. They're like, well, you cheated with me, so I know you'll cheat on me. So your relationship is going to be terrible. They're going to keep you in the house. You ain't going to be able to go anywhere because I know the type of person you are. You cheated with me, so I think you're going to cheat on me. So now all that stuff I told you my wife was doing to me, it was actually me doing it to her. So now I get to do it to you. And worse, because I know you were cheating with me and I was married the whole time. So I don't trust you. Why would I trust you? Think about it. You get trauma bonded to somebody else's husband or wife. That would be the wildness right there. And you know it too. You're like, he told me he's gonna leave. If you listen to this on a podcast, I got quiet and stared at the camera. Because people lie all the time. And some people choose to believe the lie. As opposed to doing research and asking questions, you choose to believe the lie. Because you trust people. You give people the benefit of the doubt. Benefit of the doubt, we have you trouble bonding and wasting your time, wasting your life, some prime years of your life. Because you gave somebody the benefit of the doubt. They deserved it. No, they didn't. Anyways, y'all, I know this was a little longer episode. I woke up in the morning and just felt like talking. I hope y'all truly appreciate it because I appreciate y'all. Because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. I'm so thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. But also, if you're listening to this through Apple Music and Spotify or whatnot, hit me with that 5 stars. Please, please, please. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all. Mental illness got to go. Peace.